The founders are brothers, Nate and Mike Zalesnik. The movements and instructions are in native Indonesian. Unique to this class, the students use Javanese words as they learn Merpati Putti. Located in Ogden, Utah, and established in 1999, it is the only such school in the United States. Mike Zalesnik says they try to teach the students more than just self-defense.
So we teach all of the movement, all of the techniques for braiding, for fighting, for everything in Bahasa Indonesia. Really to share the culture of Indonesia and the beauty and the people and the aspect. You know, this comes from a very long lineage of royalty in Indonesia. So we like to share that with everybody and really get them thinking outside of the box and willing to step up and travel and explore and have fun in the world, because there's a great big playground out there, and Indonesia is an amazing treasure.
They have more than 150 students, and none of them are from Indonesia. Nate Zalesnik says breathing techniques are at the core of the training for adult students. Strength gained is tested by breaking stones, iron, and more, based on the level of the student. Advanced student Scotty Newton says the class is always challenging.
I feel good. I feel calm. I've been doing Merpati Putti for 11 years now, so I've broken a lot of things. And I've had many struggles and many failed attempts and many successes too. So.
But breaking things is not the main appeal for some students like Tammy Anderson.
I'm a physical therapist and I do a lot of healing at work. And so I actually got into this more for the healing side. I spent a lot of time fighting when I was growing up and I really don't like to hit things. Spent 10 years trying not to hit things, and so I really didn't want to break them.
Teachers and students say Merpati Putti, which means white dove, is not so much about fighting as it is about reaching one's true potential. For Alan Burhanan, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.